Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Stop Compulsive Checking from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge, and to get the best from this session, please make sure that you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a short while. Before you begin to relax, I'm just going to say a few words about compulsive checking, how it works, and how you can begin to stop it dictating your life and pushing you around. Getting the feeling that you have to check to really believe that the tap has been turned off or the gas has been switched off or the door's been locked is something that happens to us all now and again. It's as if we can't quite recall whether we did what we wanted to do, and so we check to put our minds at rest. But if you find yourself checking over and over and over again on a fruitless search for the comfort of certainty, and realizing that this checking is actually stealing your precious time and energy, then you have been experiencing a form of obsessive-compulsive disorder. Now, we all have a basic need to feel safe and secure, and free from too much anxiety. However, anxiety can become attached to anything, even when it does not serve us to be so anxious. It's ironic that research has found that the more you check something, the less clear your memory becomes over whether you did it or not. So the more you check, the less certain you become, and therefore the more you check. That's a vicious circle if there ever was one. You compulsively check as an attempt to assuage your anxiety. It's the fear of not checking and all the possible imagined consequences that not checking might produce that drive you to check and check and check. And something else happens when you check. You go into a kind of anxious trance state. People say they may check things over and over for hours, but they don't notice those hours passing. They forget about everything except the checking. Imagine being able to wake up from the wrong type of trance state and get your life back again. As you relax and listen to this session, you'll rapidly learn to instinctively trust your own perception and find yourself naturally moving on to the next thing. Imagine really living again, rather than just existing as a slave to a neurotic impulse. What could you be doing instead? So now, as you prepare to relax very deeply, you can just close those eyes. And you can begin by making a fist, right now, with that right hand. Just squeezing that right hand into a fist, tightly for a couple of seconds, and then unclenching it slowly, and allowing those fingers to relax. And now I'd just like you to imagine, but only to imagine, doing the same with that left hand. So you let that real left hand rest still, while in your imagination, you clench the fingers and thumb into a fist. Squeeze it tightly. Imagine the nails digging into the palm. And imagine unclenching it slowly and let those fingers relax. And I just want you to notice the difference between the experience of actually clenching that right hand and of just imagining clenching that left hand. How, when you think of the first one, you know fundamentally that it really happened. You really did clench that right hand. And when you think of the second hand, you know it was only imagined. That left hand never really moved. And there's a very deep part of you that always knows the difference between those things. And as you begin to relax with the significance of that difference and the fact that it is always with you, you can consider how you know where you woke up this morning, and you know what time it was, the position of your bed in the room. That's it. And if you then set that memory to one side for a second and imagine that you woke up this morning in a completely different country with a different climate, in a completely different room, imagining looking out of the window and seeing forests or the ocean. It might be an interesting thought to consider for a moment. But a part of you always knows it's just your imagination. And as you let that thought fade, you still know where you really woke up. And the certainty of knowing it was your right hand you clenched. And the certainty of knowing where you woke up. That same certainty can become the foundation of really learning to trust your own perceptions in a calm, relaxed, instinctive way. And as you pay attention here and now to your sensory experience, the feeling of whatever is supporting that body, that rate of breathing, the in-breath, the out-breath, the sounds of these words, you can notice that that body has already begun to relax. Just by directing your attention inwards like this. And as I continue to talk, I don't know whether you'll first notice those facial muscles beginning to smooth and soften, smoothing out the forehead, relaxing the little muscles around the eyes, and loosening the jaw, or whether it will be those shoulders beginning to relax and drop. That's it. Noticing whether the fingers of the right hand are more relaxed than the fingers of the left, or the other way round. As those forearms relax, those upper arms, as that breathing settles into a slower, more even pace, breathing in comfort and relaxation, breathing out any less comfortable sensation with an inner sigh. And the muscles of the back are gently massaged by a flowing wave of healing comfort that becomes stronger with every in-breath, spiraling down those legs, thigh muscles relaxing, calf muscles softening, feet relaxing, the toes becoming so very comfortable from the top of your head to the tips of those toes. A wave of healing rest. And considering how a relaxed body creates a quieter, calmer mind. As the thoughts that have drifted through that mind, as you've relaxed, have become a little slower and a little calmer. And as you relax that mind deeply, it can be like watching the ripples on a beautiful lake, diminishing and dwindling. As they expand right to the edge of that lake, and slowly but surely, the lake becomes perfectly still. And you can perceive and understand in a very deep way that it is only when a lake is completely still and calm that it can accurately reflect reality. It can be a perfect mirror for the trees and sky above. And as you continue to relax, you can get a real sense of that stillness in your own mind, here and now. And within the clarity and lucidity of this place, I'd like you to get a sense of how, when you're in the process of checking, whatever that may be, each and every time in your life that you've done it, there has come a point when you stop checking. When that old checking habit seemed to just click off. And you went about your day. And when you consider the sheer number of times that at the end of a checking period you have simply stopped checking, clicked off that old mechanism and gone about your day, there's a sense in which you have already thoroughly practiced stopping checking. And you can just pay attention right now to what it is in those times that tells you it's time to stop checking. A thought, a feeling, a sense of urgency about what time it is, or how that body and mind know a lot about that point because it's something you've done so many times. And your unconscious can really begin to consider the reality of learning to click off that old habit sooner and sooner, so that the moment you start to check, you click off and move on. Now, you know just what it's like to look at a television with a remote control in your hands, reclining in a particularly comfy armchair or sofa, in safe and warm surroundings. And as you relax right there, you can just consider something that you used to repeatedly check in the past. And as you do, you can notice a tiny image of yourself appearing on the screen of a past time just before you are about to check that thing. And in a moment, an incredible fast forward, you're going to watch a movie of that little image of yourself zooming through that whole checking sequence right up to the end when you click off from the checking. And you can just do that as I count one and two and three, just watching the images flickering past as you see that younger you check and check and check again, rushing back and forth all the way to the end of that sequence when you calm down again. That's it. And then just pausing that movie. And now drifting right over and into that younger you paused in time, inside that television at the end of that sequence, seeing what you saw there and hearing what you heard at the end of that time. And you can just prepare to rapidly rewind that memory from the inside. So you'll be feeling like things are going backwards very rapidly on one and two and three and wishing backwards through that time, unlearning that old habit very, very quickly, images flickering past, back and back, all the way back to before it happened. That's it. And then just drifting all the way back out and into that comfortable place, sitting in front of the TV, and with a nice inner sigh, relax deeply. And then you can just repeat that process once more. On the count of three, watching the you on the screen, an incredible fast forward, go through that same old checking process. And you could even add some circus music this time, as you watch that memory from a new perspective. On one, and two, and three, that's it. Images whooshing and flickering past all the way to the end of that memory. And then when everything's calmed down, just pausing it there. And drifting over inside that you, inside that television at the end of that time. Preparing to rewind rapidly from the inside. On one and two and three. And feeling yourself whooshing backwards, rewinding all the way back and rapidly reprocessing this memory through a new part of the brain. That's it, all the way back to before it even happened. Drifting out into that comfy chair, sinking into deeper rest. That's it. And then one last time, fast-forwarding that old memory on that screen very rapidly. On the count of one and two and three, watching it fly by so fast it becomes a blur all the way to the end. That's it. When you clicked off. And then drifting into that you inside the television screen. And from the inside on the count of one and two and three, rewinding backwards even quickly this time, circus music going backwards, everything going very, very silly backwards, in knowledge that this is something you never have to do again, all the way back to the beginning. That's it, because you can prepare here and now as you drift out into that comfortable place again for what it's going to be like to begin to check that same thing in the near future, to be in the place where you check it for the first time. Just imagining being there and seeing what you see, checking it just once and being so very surprised at how you instinctively jump right to that clicking off feeling and just getting on with your day. That's it. Just like waking up. And you know where that was this morning, do you not? And when it was. And that same simple clarity and certainty can become something you can really trust. For the imagination is a useful tool. And that old checking habit had just been hijacking that useful tool and enslaving you with it. Just enjoying how much energy and time is freed up. How much the enjoyment and freedom of your life expands. As that old habit, slowly but surely, just completely drops off like an old wart, no longer fed by the blood supply. Just getting a sense of moving some days into the future now and checking something for the first time. That's it, within your imagination. Something that you would once have checked many times. Just experience the delight of checking once and feeling that clicking off sense of waking up and being able to really trust that certainty without thinking about it as you instinctively get on with your day. That's it. And I don't know how many ways this is going to benefit your life, your work, your confidence. And I don't know who else is going to notice the changes in you. But as you listen to this session regularly, and your unconscious really absorbs this as an instinctive way of being, checking once, clicking off, moving on. Trusting your own senses, just as you trust your heart to beat and the ground to support your body. You can prepare in your mind to return to the here and now, feeling refreshed and restored. A sense of calmness and clarity. That's it. As I count backwards from three, you can begin to feel more awake. To two, just noticing the positions of your arms and legs more. And to one, reorienting yourself to the room and then coming all the way back as you open up your eyes, feeling nice and wide awake. Good. Now we recommend you listen to this download every day until you notice that that checking habit has really just dissolved. And please do let us know when that happens. Remember also there are other useful downloads from hypnosisdownloads.com, such as Overcome Fear and Anxiety and Stop Obsessive Thoughts. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the very best of luck to you.